Every year they come around, birthdays. How do you celebrate them? I'm turning 50. So on today's show, we'll be talking about the natural magic that happens around birthdays, big birthdays especially. We'll be discussing ideas for making your birthday luscious, sacred, and wonderful. Ideas for garnering the insight you've gained and using your inner knowing to point you toward what's next.
I am but a part of this. All I am is all I give. Everything that comes to me comes as sure as I will breathe.
Do you crave clarity and insight? Do you sense that your intuition is trying to tell you important things, but you have a hard time trusting it? Do you want access to your own internal wisdom and to understand how it operates so that you can guide your life in ways that are meaningful and satisfying? Well then, welcome. I'm glad you are here. I'm your host, Aimée Cartier. I've been a professional psychic since around 2007. I'm the author of the book, Getting Answers, Using Your Intuition to Discover Your Best Life. I've been teaching others to understand and use their own intuitive and empathic abilities for more than a decade. Join me each week for true stories and tools that will inspire you to take seriously your own inner knowing, that internal sense that you have uniquely tailored to you and designed to not only set you on the roads that are best for you, but also help you avoid the ones that are treacherous. It's time for you to own your intuition. Loves, it's my birthday. The week you are listening to this is the week I turn 50. I've never understood the practice of hiding your age. I mean, I guess I can say thankfully that if I've ever been discriminated against because of my age, I have been blissfully unaware of it. So I have that privilege. But I've always thought of growing older as a gift. So why hide it or disguise it? It's never made sense to me to do that. You certainly do not owe me a birthday present, but if you love the Own Your Intuition show, if you've gotten anything out of it over the course of its life, I have a special 50th birthday request for you. Could you pretty please review the show, give it some stars, and tell your friends? My favorite kind of growth is the organic kind, like days that just add up to years, that add up through experience to wisdom. So, having listeners like yourself recommend the show to others is the best. Thank you. So, birthdays. Once my friend Coco Banks, who happened to take a course with me, and I think she might have even said this during episode number 26 when I had her on to talk about her time doing her course with me and her own intuition. She said once that the thing that always struck her about me is how she always felt sure that Aimée had Aimée's back, which is so true about me. I would say that's something I grew into in my life as years passed. It's certainly not something I knew in my teenage years, for example, or even really college years, this unwavering trust in self. Honestly, I think it is something that trusting my intuition has led me to totally organically. When you trust in your intuition, when you lean into however it is you are feeling, whatever it is that it is guiding you toward, you come to know that your inner knowing is a reliable source of information and that it has your back. It has your back now, later, for whatever. It doesn't mean questions and conundrums don't arise, or that hard or wonky things don't present themselves in your life. We all have challenges. It's part of why we're here, part of the learning at Earth School. What it does mean, though, is that you know you have in your back pocket, and by that I mean in the very center of your being, support, answers, tools for tuning in, access to reliable divine support and love. It's a gift you give yourself. It's a gift I share with others in my Own Your Intuition program. You can have this too. What does all this have to do with birthdays? When I was younger, I used to wait for other people to make my birthday special. I think that inclination ceased for me in my mid-20s. I was in the Peace Corps. I wanted to take a trip and none of my girlfriends could accompany me. So I went by myself. I decided not to wait for others to make my birthday special, but to do it myself. I have been doing that ever since. I make sure that my birthday is special by putting in it and around it the things that I love and are important to me. Though, don't get me wrong, I love it when my family surprises me or gifts me with care, but I also don't think it's their responsibility to know what would make me happy. I've got my finger on the source of this, not them. I mean, hopefully they have some good guesses, but still, I'm the one who knows me best. So, because your birthday is bound to come around this year and next and the year after, I thought maybe sharing some of the ways that you might have your own back, celebrate you, use your birthdays to recognize your own inner knowing might be useful. Why not use your birthday as the sacred rite of passage it is? Why not celebrate that? And you, and the fact that you've made it around the sun again. Sometimes this is no small feat in Earth School, depending on the year. Here are some ways that you might tune into your inner knowing or make time and space for your sacred and holy self during this time. These are from my playbook, things that I've done or am planning. First off, freaking congratulate yourself, especially if you've been through the works in recent years or in your life. Then an extra pat or pats on the back are in order. I used to buy myself birthday cards and write in them. I thought, I know what I love. I know the birthday card that most captures my heart and imagination and inspiration right now. So why not give that to myself? No need to wait around for someone else to do it. So prior to my birthday, I would find myself a card I loved, write in it, and then leave it on my bedside table for myself to read again the morning of my birthday. Another idea, go to the spa. You've heard me mention the fantastic Korean spa that we have in the Seattle area. If you are here in this area and you are a woman, get thee to one of the Olympic Korean spas. They give you a discount on the day of your birthday. It has to be your actual birthday day, and they'll ask you for your license or identification to prove it. If you don't have a Korean spa, I'm sorry. In a pinch, a luxurious, lengthy, candlelit Epsom salt and essential oil or organic fresh flower petal or fresh herb bath will certainly make good feelings. Put some fresh rosemary in there or fresh mint, whatever. Be creative. Yum. Either way, I think the point of this spa day for me is carving out time for myself and treating my body nicely while doing so. It works for you, your body. My body does, so does yours. day in and day out for however many years you've been alive. Multiply that by 365. That's a lot of days your body has been working for you. Another idea, reflective journaling. I'll be doing this at the spa on my birthday. I'll be asking myself questions like, what was this last decade about? Or year, if you are not in a decade transition. Given the choice, what would I like this next decade to be about? What am I proud of doing? What was hard for me? What do I wish I would have done better? And could I put that into my future? This is Aimée Cartier, psychic and author and Own Your Intuition radio show and podcast host. If you just joined us, that's where you are. And in this episode, we are talking about some of the ways that you might gift yourself for your birthday. Ways that you might use this sacred rite of passage that announces itself every year to tune into your own inner wisdom. Another idea, ask yourself how you can support your future self. As I've been reflecting on the last many years of my life, it came to me that in another 10 years, I am likely to do a similar retrospective of my life. What could I put into my life experience in this next decade to be proud of as a 60 or 70-year-old person? What vibe or experience would I be like, I am so proud, I really rocked that in my 50s? That's my contemplation. You put in your age, of course. Another suggestion, prior to your birthday, ask yourself what really feels good to you to do in celebration this year. On my 40th birthday, I had a big party, invited everyone I knew. I had a DJ and a bar and poetry and so many good things. My friend Jim made a mustache station where you could affix or make a felt mustache and like stick it to your face and admire yourself in the mirror that he had on the stand with the felt and the scissors and the fixings for putting it on your face. It was so fun. On my 50th birthday, I find I don't really want a party. I want one-on-one time with my favorite people, like deep conversations with my favorite girlfriends. I want plane tickets to our next destination and to get on said plane soon. A big party doesn't feel like it suits my mood this year. Once you ask yourself, you can then let others know. For example, once I knew I really wanted a big party that year for my 40th, because I personally hate throwing parties, I asked my friends, would anyone be willing to host this for me? This is what I want for my birthday. My girlfriend, Tammy, who actually loves doing this stuff, volunteered. She hosted it at her home. She did everything, the decorations, the DJ. Literally, she made the whole thing happen. It was so perfect and wonderful. So obviously, it depends on what you're wanting. But once you know, you can ask your family or whoever you need if you need extra special help to make your dream a reality. Thinking about it beforehand gives you the satisfying experience that suits you right now, who you are in this moment. It also takes the pressure off others to know exactly what it is that you want because you've already done the work to check in with your own knowing. Who knows you more than anyone else? And then let other people know. Another practice that has come to me to do around my birthday. I don't know if I will be doing it on the day or not, or maybe I'll pepper it in throughout the year this year, or maybe I won't end up doing it at all. But I was inspired recently by the thought when I had it of using my 50th year to write letters to those people in my life who have meant something to me. sending a beautiful, heartfelt, unexpected, and meaningful thank you, and this is why, or this is what I love about you, to those that I admire or have moved me or helped me or added meaning to my life. Doesn't that sound fun? It sounds fun to me to do. And wow, wouldn't it be so glorious to receive something like that unexpected in your snail mail? Another practice, an oracle card reading. Birthdays are lovely times to check in with yourself and your guides. I have clients who gift themselves readings with me on their birthday, for example. I've been considering getting myself an astrology reading or a human design reading. I also spend time with my oracle cards doing a reading for myself. Anyone can do this. When I am consulting oracle cards for myself, here's a couple tips that I do. I only ask questions that I want the answers to. And I am always clear that I am asking benevolent source, my highest self, or the guides that serve my highest good. So I'm very clear on who I'm directing my questions to. But recently, I asked the question of how may I best serve in my 50s? And the answer surprised, interested, and inspired me. So, another thought. This is Aimé Cartier, and you are listening to the Own Your Intuition show. Today, we are talking about birthday practices. It's an episode you may want to bookmark so you can re-listen when your birthday comes around. Another thing to be aware of is what memories of your past are arising. How do they show me, you, who you are and what you have become? As I've been turning 50, I have been having so many flashbacks of different times in my life, all the way back to childhood and feeling that little girl I was. I also started having these flashbacks of different birthdays, like ones I haven't thought about in years. Like once, and this is intense, the day after my birthday, I think I was turning 25, but I'm not totally sure. I was robbed in the middle of the bush in Africa, in the Gambia. I'm chuckling now, but of course it was not a matter of chuckling then. But even when I had the memory of that happening, what also floated down to me was the healing that presented itself to me through my life after that event, the ways in which the universe provided me the perfect companions to help me integrate, wash away, and move beyond that trauma. So all of these different versions of myself have been floating to the surface of my awareness. Sometimes I've had thoughts like, God, would my 20-ish-year-old self even recognize my 50-year-old self? I've been considering how my 40s were really my homemaking years. Like I was full throttle parenting and homemaking because my children were born in my late 30s. And I've been reflecting on how those years won't come again and how I'm really happy to be moving into a different stage with my kids, who are much older now, with my husband and our family life. I'm excited about the possibilities to come. And I've been noticing how things that were fun and inspiring to me in the last decade, like, for example, making our home into a cozy, beautiful space, are just not that interesting to me anymore. I find myself veering back toward traveling and being in the world, not caring about pictures on the wall or cozy living room blankets, for example. The last thing I have on my list to share of things you can try around your birthday is recognizing the magic that happens naturally around birthdays. For me, this has happened to me in really profound ways around my 10-year birthdays. For example, on my 30th birthday, I became aware that I was a psychic and that was actually a profession. I think I mentioned part of this story in episode number 2 of the Own Your Intuition show, which of course you can find wherever you get your podcasts. So if you want to hear that story, or part of it at least. The week I turned 40, maybe it was even exactly on my 40th birthday, but it was right around there if it wasn't the same day. I remember I woke up and I realized that I suddenly, and I mean suddenly, because this all just dropped away on its own without any effort on my part. I woke up and I realized I no longer gave one iota about what other people thought about me being a psychic. I mean, I was already doing this out loud. I had been seeing clients for years, so it wasn't like I was hiding it. But for example, when people asked me what I did, someone knew that I met somewhere, I always had the option of saying, I'm an author, because I already had published books, or I am a psychic. If I just didn't want to deal with the weird or startled looks on people's faces, I would just say, I'm a writer. The week I turned 40, I can only describe that it was like it all dropped away. Like, I was so uninterested in, one, not claiming that part of myself. Like, it just felt totally stupid to even pretend that I wasn't a psychic. But I also found that other people's opinions about it became completely irrelevant to me overnight. I couldn't even explain it. Like, even now, I was like, oh, okay. I guess this is just 40. This is how it feels. So there is a magic that happens naturally around birthdays, a transition moment. And I have found them especially to be big around 10-year anniversary birthdays, as I've mentioned. I can only say that because as I record this episode, I am not quite 50. I hope something else juicy and perhaps surprising drops in when I enter into this new decade. Thus far, over the last month, I've had delicious and just life revelatory understandings about myself drop in. So, yay. I am up for more of that goodness and that magic that happens even when you're not looking for it and when you're not trying to around the sacred transition that is your anniversary of being alive. And you can look for that in your life too. Okay, so bookmark this episode so you can come back to it around your birthday. I hope it inspires you to spend some luscious time loving yourself, appreciating yourself, and tuning into the inner knowing within you. Remember, your intuition is the compass of your soul. Spending some time to look in there only lights the way. When I turned 40, I said to my husband, I'm celebrating my birthday this whole month. A few hours later, at my birthday party, our beloved friend Andy, who is now an ancestor, said to my husband and I, you know, decade birthdays get a whole month of celebration. I couldn't agree more. Only this year, I've been thinking, since 50 is an awful big number, if I'm lucky, it's some sort of a halfway point, that maybe I'll draw it out. Maybe I'll articulately find a way to celebrate myself in this 50 years of journey that I have been on once a month for the rest of this year. Why not? What could it hurt? I am hoping this inspires you too. By all means, chime in and send me an email via my website or DM me or comment on my Instagram and let me know how it lands or how you are inspired to celebrate your birthday. If you've got good and fun things, please tell me and others. Now, I'm going to end this podcast crazily. At least it feels that way for me. By doing a simple rendition one verse that I usually sing three times of my favorite birthday song for you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to me. Every moment we are born, every moment we are free. This is Aimée Cartier, and you've been listening to the Own Your Intuition show. I'm glad you are here. If you want a lived experience that you've got your back, that you have inner wisdom, that you have access to tools to get the insight and or connection you need, please join me in my Own Your Intuition course. You'll be circling with us for a whole year. What you will learn will last a lifetime. You can find out more or sign up at aimeecartier.com/ownyourintuition. And you can also find out about the other things I do, from readings to my courses and freebies, at aimeecartier.com. All my love.
I am but a part of this. All I am is all I give. Everything that comes to me comes as sure as I will breathe.